This is Anime Shovel Podcast Episode 9, recorded on September 30th, 2012. OMG, welcome back everyone to the Anime Shovel Podcast. We've been on a pretty long hiatus slash break over the summer, but we're finally back and running. My name is Alex K, the host and stuff of this show, the Anime Shovel Podcast. This is, as usual, the podcast where anime-loving fans discuss the hot anime that's trending at the moment, expressing tons of different views and opinions. It's tons of fun, and we dig anime. So to get back into the routine, we're going to be covering a handful of summer anime that have progressed well or have come to an end, and also review the upcoming shows of the fall 2012 anime season. So without further ado, let us begin. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Anime Shovel Podcast. This is episode 9. We have not had a show in almost forever, or a couple of months, but I hope we get back on track. And today I have a fabulous group with me. So let me start the introductions. I'm Alex K, as usual, the host of this show, and to my right is Mr. Time Lizzle.
Hello.
How you been?
I've been pretty good, yeah. I'm glad summer is over, because summer in Japan is really, really, really hot. Yeah, really hot and humid.
So I'm glad it's over.
Now it's fall, the weather's changing, so I'm liking it.
I forgot to mention that this is our typhoon show. The typhoon is currently passing through Japan, and you might hear sound noises from a majority of us, especially me and Cerberus. But anyways, next on our list is Mr. Blacklight.
Hello, hello.
How are you today?
Good, I think.
Well, better than being bad.
Yeah, and no typhoon in Norway, so...
Yep, yeah, no typhoon over there, so you are in the clear. And oh, yeah. Next is Mr. Krim Otaku.
Yep, that's me and my Twitter. And let's say I'm fine over here. No crazy typhoons. It's, let's see, a bit chilly in Australia. And yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, and
pardon?
Krim,
yeah?
Mm-hmm. Krim Otaku was the one that kicked my butt so that we can actually start up Anime Shovel again.
Yes.
Because I've been busy and lazy at the same time, which is never a good combination.
Yeah.
And to the right... Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's because I missed out on the last one, so it's like, just had to make sure so I don't miss out,
well,
you know,
pretty much
on the next
everyone
one.
Missed out on the last one.
Oh, wow.
But wait, okay. That would make two episodes you missed out on. I can't
remember.
Wow,
really? Okay. I'm going to keep quiet now.
All right, and next is a regular Mr. Cerberus Tenshi.
Yeah, I hope my windows don't shatter during the show.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Okay.
Anyway, just go on.
All right, and we have a newcomer to the show, Mr. Android with us.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi!
You're in Japan too.
Yes, I am in Japan too, and it is awfully windy outside. It's actually sounding rather scary.
So I hope we all survive this show and actually have a product at the end and also our lives at the end. But it's not that severe. All right, so let's begin the show today. last show was actually our first impressions of the summer season, which most of the summer season anime have progressed well or have ended, either one. But any summer seasons that you guys want to talk about in particular? That you enjoyed or hated so much?
I think I just mentioned that I dropped Axel World.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Axel World as well. It's not really summer, but it just finished, and I just marathoned 24 episodes of it.
Hard work.
Yes, what's Kare-sama?
Yes, but it was very enjoyable, yeah. I want to talk about that because it's very, like, closely related to Sword Art Online, and that's a summer anime that's in the 13th or something episode.
Yeah, it just hit the midpoint.
Yeah, so I didn't know that it was by the same author, like, the same light novel author. My brother pointed that out to me, and that got me interested in Exo World.
It is.
Okay, let's see. You marathoned XL. What did you see the online reference?
There was
a Sword Art
Online reference.
Okay, it's let's see. It's in that episode where he does the research about old technology, about the brain chip thingy.
Yeah.
And then in one of the screens, you see the nerve, you know, headgear.
Yes, the full dive thingy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
yeah. So
yeah.
Now I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, dude. Okay. I know it's definitely by the same guy now.
Yeah. Oh,
wow, that's a huge duh now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
I would say that for summer, I enjoyed Oda Nobunaga.
Oh, that's...
No, Yabo. And let's see. Usually I go by the day. So it's like, okay, on a Sunday, I like Oda Nobunaga. Then on a Wednesday, I like Bimbogami. And then there's I like Joshiraku because the ending kind of pulled me in because the ED is like, oh my god, it's like freaking Sakura Wars, like little chibi, little cute little thingies dancing around.
Yeah, I just marathoned Joshiraku yesterday.
Yeah.
Joshiraku is brilliant.
Yeah, and then there's Sword Art Online, and I've got recommendations for Kokoro Connect from someone else, but because it's like drama or something like that, so... Yeah, but I have to watch with that person, so I haven't really watched it yet.
I really like Kokoro Connect, even though a few episodes seem to be a bit off, a bit too much drama. But for the most part, it's really okay.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I gotta do some catching up on Kokoro Connect.
Yeah, me too. I haven't watched it yet.
And then, wait, hold on, I missed out one. Ah, Taritari. Taritari is that, well, the last anime that I watched.
Taritari ended, right?
Yeah.
Yep, it ended.
Yeah,
did it end well?
And,
yes, it did.
Yeah, yes, it did. Okay. Kind of sad for them, but yeah.
No, not really sad.
Well, I still have to catch up on that, too.
Yeah.
Hello.
I have to be very careful with what I say. No spoilers.
Yeah.
Please, don't spoil.
Yeah. Yeah, for me,
what also ended was
another one that ended.
Kono naka ni hitori imoto ga iru.
Oh yeah, that one.
That one that's like suddenly he gets like so many sisters and there's only one real one. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I predicted the real sister in the first episode. I'm good.
Wow.
Well done.
Koito Senkyo to Chocolate also ended. A bit strange. There will be a second season.
Okay,
cool.
For the very fun, kind of second Yaku-san is Ebiten.
Oh, right, Ebiten. I've heard about it and I haven't got to it yet.
It's absolutely hilarious. It also has a lot of cross references to other anime and Western subculture. For example, you will also see DeLorean there. Just as an example.
Okay, for me, surprisingly, there was only two anime that I actually watched either till the end or am caught up with, and that is Yuru Yuri season 2.
Oh god.
Okay, I've watched that.
There's not much to say about it. It's just Yuru Yuri.
Yeah.
Same old Yuru Yuri. Enjoyable Yuru Yuri. And Joshiraku is the other one that I just marathoned and caught up to. But this and Sword Art Online. Which haven't ended, but Sword Art Online has, you know, kept up to my expectations. It's been pretty good, and it's hit the midpoint, so I was predicting that it's probably going to go take a serious wave after, what's her name, Yui, appeared, because, you know, then that was the point where all the characters in the opening actually showed up, and, the newest episode was kind of half lighthearted and half serious, so
Yeah, episode 13.
The episode, at least until the halfway point where they go back to the front lines, kind of reminded me of Angel Beats. Mm. Mm. The episode where they take Tenchi to go fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the few things that I like about Sword Art Online, right, is you don't have to be a gamer to get the series, but you can. But if you happen to be a gamer, you get a lot of like bonus or hidden subtle jokes in there, gamer yeah. jokes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like it's pretty swell. Yeah. It's like I've had moments that in Sword Art Online. Well, am I supposed to talk, you know, about the series? Like, you know, let's see. Can I spoil or no? I'm not sure.
Have we all watched Sword Art Online?
Yeah.
I've watched it, at least.
Yes.
Okay, it's like, yeah. It has certain game, you know, so certain MMO logic in it. It's like, for example, you see a raid boss, and then people laugh because the group of people that's going to kill that raid boss just happens to be 40 tanks. 40 tanks plus one raid boss. What's the result? You just... It's like, massacre, man. You don't have DPS. You don't have healers. Okay, these guys are screwed. I might as well just go inside that with like 40 healers or something like that. So it's like, you know, in-game jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of the gaming system reminded me of Phantasy Star Online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very flashy.
That type of...
Especially the item trading and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The original Phantasy Star Online, not the Phantasy Star Online 2.
Wait, so how long has it been
since 2 years?
Game? 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
I'm surprised you guys say like it reminds you of like Phantasy Star Online, but nobody like brings up Dot Hack. I don't understand.
Well,
that came up a lot earlier.
It's a bit like Dot Hack, but
it doesn't look like Dot Hack.
Yeah,
but Dot Hack was all like to me. It was boring. Like I've watched Dot Hack and Dot Hack Sign or something or Roots.
Yeah,
and it was mainly just all talking in the anime and the story comes out in the games. So this is I'll admit it's a little similar, but there was no action in Dot Hack, and I really hated that.
Yeah, because
that's because Dot Hack was like a complete package. Like you had to get the anime, the OVA, the games, and everything, and the books in order to get into it. But for most like foreign otaku, they only got the anime, so it didn't make much sense, and it was kind of boring. But I guess
Like I played the game, but like the game was good, but the anime was just like it's kind of leading up to the game. And that's about it. Yeah, it was okay, but not that enjoyable compared to Sword Art.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget that Dot Hack, when it first came out, it was, you know, back in those days when people played MMOs, only elitist gamers, I mean, the elite gamers would play MMOs, and they're like, they really know their shit, but they don't, it's not so common like now where everyone happens to play an MMO, like, you know, Terra, Phantasy Star, and everything.
Or at least has once.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still don't consider Phantasy Star Online MMO.
Yeah, because I've played Phantasy Star and I've played Terra. If you ask me, Sword Art Online, the way the anime does its, you know, MMO game thingy, it's like a combination of Terra, where you can parry shit. If you don't parry and you take that hit, it's all your fault. That's it. It's, you know, not like Phantasy Star where you can dodge roll and become immune and all that. When you take a hit, you really take a hit. It's all your fault. That's it. And you die. And yeah, it's like that. Because the differences between, well, sorry to bring in the game, but I have to, you know, give an example. In Phantasy Star Online, when a boss swings the tail, it's like, you know, it's the hitbox. The hitbox is huge, so you can, there's some allowance for mistake. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can, like, stand near the tail and not get hit. But in Terra, if you freaking get hit by an axe, because the hitbox for the mob's weapon, right, is exactly the size of the axe. So if you get hit by an axe, it's because you did get hit by an axe, and it's all your fault. That's like, but yeah, less room for error. Yeah, it gets kind of confusing, but yeah, it's, you know, hitbox. Yeah, I'm running out of words. Someone help me. Okay.
You're on your own, then.
I can understand.
Because
that's only because I played Fantasy Star Online.
Yeah. Let's just say that Sword Art Online is not that. It's not. It's a very merciless game. If you die in a game, it's because you got hit. That's it. No room for error. Terra is that kind of game. Fantasy Star, there's room for error. That's it.
So if you want a Sword Art Online type of experience, play Terra.
How about Guild Wars, though? Has anybody played Guild Wars?
Yeah, I play Guild Wars now.
How does that compare?
Compared to Terra, very relaxing. Because when you play Terra, I'm like, shit, he has a big axe. Run. Yeah, it's like that. But Terra's like, okay, I'm chilling. You don't even need to jump, you know. You don't press down. You don't get so tense that you press down your keyboards. Run faster. No, pressing down your W does not make you run faster. You just, you know, doesn't, yeah. It's more intense in Terra. Really. And let's see, if I were to do a reference, Terra, you can do the whole parry thing you see in Zao, in Sword Art Online. So it's like, if a boss swings a weapon, you can clash your blades if you time your sword right. If you screw up, you're dead. That's it. So it's kind of cool. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to lay off the games now. Okay. Back to Sword Art.
Yeah, I just want to mention how we actually discussed in, I think, the first impressions about, like, what's going on with actual players' bodies and stuff as they're playing this game. And the newest episode,
They kind of said
it. Yeah.
No.
Asuna talks about, how she was thinking about what's happening to their bodies, and that there was, some happening, like, was it 2 weeks into the game? Where people were disconnected or something, and being sent to the hospital?
Yeah,
they probably died because they turned it off, and probably went into a no Wi-Fi zone, and
no Wi-Fi zone.
No. I think the
internet lifeline is the literal lifeline,
and the game personality were split for a moment, but when they reconnected the game inside the hospital, they were reconnected to their bodies.
Yes. So they were just for a while.
Yeah.
With a bar on top of them saying attempting to reconnect.
They were temporarily dead.
Yeah. Because as we can remember, it's like in the first episode it said that if the batteries goes, runs flat, the head go boom, the helmets go, fries their brain. It's like, wow, that's really convenient. Yeah, because I was pretty much expecting them to some players would face real life issues, like they have no money for the hospital, so they probably starve to death, or turn into a veggie, have their minds, like it's like Ghost in the Shell, you have Ghost in the Machine kind of theory and all that. But Sword Art Online I can't really predict, because we did have a ghost in one episode and I was like, how does that happen? Okay.
Program.
I mean all the files of all the characters is saved in the game. So maybe the ghost can be explained as kind of a bug.
Yeah.
Just some trash data that was floating around.
Yep.
I mean, okay. She was a program. I kind of knew that from the beginning. They said she doesn't.
Okay, so pretty much it's like one of those rare moments, right? That when you play an MMO and you see your friend lag out, but actually he's not in game and he's still there.
Yeah,
like that. Okay.
Let's see. There was a couple anime that wasn't quite summer, I think, but have ended. Hyoka ended.
Yeah.
Hyoka.
I'm curious. Hyoka. Oh my god, sparkly eyes. Oh shit.
Atashi, kininarimasu!
Oh my god. So sparkly.
So Hyoka, I actually have a story to tell.
Yes,
so,
he does.
You guys know Hyoka is set in like a real town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used to work in a town called Hidetakayama, and that is where KyoAni is based the anime off of. Because the author of the original Hyoka light novel actually graduated from Hida High School in Takayama. So like all of the locations you see in the anime and the school, all like Takayama and Hida High School. And I used to work in that town. So I was watching the anime and was like, wait a second, I've seen that shrine before. That's like a kilometer from my house. Yeah. That's my story.
That's pretty epic.
And
wow,
you almost had a job at that high school, right?
Yes, yes. So one of my friends, right, got hired to go to Hida High School, the high school in Hyoka, to be the ALT at that school. And I was like, dude, have you seen Hyoka? And I was like, and he was like, oh, no, I don't really like anime. I'm not interested. And I just thought, really? Really? You're a waste of life.
Oh, God.
That's a bit harsh.
Yes.
I mean, even if he hasn't watched anime, you know, there's anime that features your school, which is kind of awesome.
I mean, how often do you, like, live your life and an anime is made of your town and your workplace? Like, never, right? It's like, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not interested in anime. It's like, go die in a fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Another one that Aaron can talk about.
Yeah, what?
Mr. Nendoroid, how about that 0048 thing?
Oh! Wait, 0048 was not summer, it was spring.
Yeah.
Was it spring?
Yes, spring. It's been over a long time. You're in the wrong season.
Well, it's okay, because we're not that strict. And okay. I just marathoned it. And plus, there's going to be a second season coming winter, I think.
Yes.
So, it's relevant somewhat.
Okay. All right. So, AKB 0048.
Oh, my God.
Is the best show of the spring season.
Like, what?
Yes.
What?
If you actually gave it a legitimate chance and you got past the Aitakata, yes. Then, and you watched it for what it was worth, it was actually a really good show. Like, everyone that's watched past episode 2 has gone on to say, like, oh my god, this show is amazing. Including Alex.
Yes.
Really?
It really was actually pretty good. At the end, it actually leaves it hanging. There's actual plot in the story. The characters are all pretty good and have development and are unique. And I forgot what other point I wanted to mention. But it's pretty good. And actually, at the end, it leaves you wanting to know more about the mystery that they left hanging. So I'm looking forward to the next season.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so this is like the...
Oh, and yeah, there's battles.
Like, they're like singing and robots and stuff?
Yes. The director is Kawamori. He's the director from Across Frontier. So expect singing idols, missile ballet, and transforming robots, and more.
And love triangles?
No love triangles.
That's guy character. Macross, so...
Yeah, but it is
Macross. It did have a lot of drama, though.
Hmm.
Okay, I'll give that a shot because I think I got recommended to watch that as well. But, you know, a girl from around here and she was like, oh, you haven't watched this? I thought you like, you know, Mr. Hardcore guy. I was like, huh? Okay. I was like, if she can like really like it that much, it's like, wow. Okay, I should give it a shot too.
Yeah, give it a chance. But, it really is.
Yeah, because
good.
Spring was difficult for me because I had like everything because it's like Sankaria, Tatsugari Otome Amnesia, Fate Zero.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You can't survive a season like that and then watch more than, like, I don't know, 15 animes. It's suicidal. But yeah, I'll give that a shot. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I enjoyed AKB 0048 more than Fate Zero.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I enjoyed it more than Fate Zero.
Damn.
I'm not saying Fate Zero was bad, but I did enjoy AKB 0048 because it was just fun. Like, Fate Zero is also, like, dreary and, like, oh my god, despair.
Okay.
It really drags on you after a while.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm guessing that you like a comedy show kind of guy. Yeah, I have to agree with you about Fate Zero. Fate Zero is, like, the type of anime that you watch while drinking red wine.
Yeah.
and talk about, you know, how boring the world is. Okay, screw you. I'll just fly off in my spaceship and attack some F-15 plane
yeah,
up there.
And so, yeah, and AKB-0048 was on a Monday, so you, like, come home from work and be like, oh, Friday's never gonna come. Oh, AKB's waiting for me. Yeah!
Yeah. There was a lot of good anime during the spring season, so, and not only that, but 0048 was pretty underhyped, so I don't think a lot of people went for it. Because
well,
it was a lot of
almost not marketed.
Yeah, it was
wasn't
not,
even airing in Tokyo until like 3 weeks later, like after it started airing, so.
Yeah.
So it was not marketed, it was underhyped, and yeah, people just weren't really talking about it, and there was a lot of other shiny looking anime which sort of like overshadowed
AKB. That spring was like freaking, I don't know, a lot of shows, Nyarako-san, Jormungand, Korewa Zombie Deska, a lot of competition. Yeah.
I mean,
but let's
just
say that AKB 0048 is like one of the hidden gems.
It is the dark horse. It is the dark horse of the spring season.
All right, I gotta give it a shot.
Just gotta like see past the whole AKB like
it's
songs
difficult.
And singing.
Yeah, you have. I mean, if you're not even willing to give a chance, then your mind is already like, oh my god, AKB. It's, you know, another cash cow thing for the whole AKB.
Yeah,
that was my impression of it. I just thought they were trying to milk more money out of AKB.
It really isn't, because they didn't even get the AKB to voice the characters. They're actually hired an all-star seiyuu cast. They were very hard to, like, trying very hard to appeal to otaku. Like, and then they hired Kawamori and, what was her name? The lady who wrote the script writer for Aquarion. They hired her to write the script. And they hired Kawamori to be the director. So they were actually trying really hard to make it a good show. It wasn't just like a cash cow milking thing.
Well, part of it was...
Well, okay, I guess so, but like, they did try to make it good, and it was good.
I think I talked about it a little bit on previous shows, but like, the actual AKB successors in the show were, you know, actual voice actors, and the cast for the understudies are the actual AKB members that are voicing them. So, yeah, you kind of... If you're used to anime, it clicks and you already know that, oh, these guys are voice actors, they must be amateur. Or the AKB member is actually voicing the characters. But it kind of grows on you after a while.
Mm. Yeah. It's funny because they got a bunch of like unknown AKB members to voice the characters. And then they picked one character, like one AKB singer who was very well known to like try and give the show some like star power. But they claimed it was all selected based on talent, so...
But it wasn't even all AKB, there was some SKE... Well, I don't know what it is, SKE? And a couple other ones.
Yeah.
It was a mix of the 48 girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alright, I think that's enough for AKB.
Yes, let's say enough AKB 48. But for everyone who's listening, give it a shot. At least watch the episode 3. If you really still don't like it after episode 3, then that's too bad. But give it a real shot.
I wasn't even able to finish episode 1.
Oh, someone's gonna get killed. here, I'll pass you this blunt weapon here. And yeah, okay. That's my only contribution.
Okay, there's one other one I want to talk about, which probably nobody's watched. Has anyone watched Gundam Age?
No.
Oh no.
Okay, well, it just ended episode 49, and
it's complete now. Nice.
Yes, and the ending was rather, it was a forced cliche but homage type ending to the original Gundam type of thing. Well, basically, what happened was that Gundam Age takes place in a 100-year span. So it actually has 4 arcs, and there's 3 main characters within the same family line, and each arc has its own new Gundam Age. There's Age 1, Age 2, Age 3, and basically what happened was the first arc, they tried to market it to kids, so it was kind of kiddie, and it was really underwhelming compared to, say, Gundam 00, which came before it. And, like, nobody was watching Gundam Age, so they took a dramatic turn in Age, the second arc, and they had the... It probably was planned from before, but the main character was a teenager when he started, and there was a lot more story and substance. And then it became, the third arc had a kid again for the main character, and a lot of people compared him to Kira Yamato from Gundam Seed. And I don't know, it was all over the place. They started really simple and then tried to become too ambitious, and in the end it was kind of like mediocre, but I had fun watching it. It was actually pretty cool to actually keep up watching it. But all I have to say is, if you're gonna give it a chance, you have to be prepared to suffer for 14 episodes.
Oh god.
Ah, okay. So it's like, well, because I was talking to someone about this Gundam Age, because yeah, that very same person that talked to me about AKB 0048 also talked about Gundam Age, and I was like, I was confused because I just assumed that Gundam Age was like Gundam Pokemon, or, you know, a nickname, Gundam Pokemon or Gundam Underage. So that's why I didn't really pick it up, because it was like, okay, I know that the pilots are young, but, you know, when you watch the first episode, it's like, it's really young. And I was like, how does that work? It's like Pokemon all over again. That's why I called it Gundam Underage. And she was talking to me and saying that, you know, when they grow up, you know, they actually, when in the story, as the pilot grows up, becomes older, the storyline actually becomes better. And that's what she was talking about. And I was like, really? Different arcs? So it gets better? It's like, okay.
The first main character, he starts out as like, I don't know, how old is he? Probably like 10 or 12 year old kid.
Yeah.
And then by the second arc, he's like at least 40 some, I think. And then in the last arc, he becomes a grandpa to the last main character, so he must be like 60 or 70-ish. But he gets more... Well, you guys probably don't care if I spoil the plot. But the one person he cared about in the first arc gets killed, and his whole mentality changes throughout the rest of the series, where he has to get revenge on the aliens, who turned out to be... people from Earth who tried to live on Mars, but then Mars ended up being having some kind of rays that pretty much poisoned everybody and made it unsuitable for living. But then those people were sort of stranded in Mars, so there's this like population of people who want revenge on the Earth, who were called aliens at first, but then it becomes revealed that they're actually humans that used to be from Earth, but that want revenge. Something like that.
Revenge.
Yes.
Revenge sounds good. I like that kind of plot. It's like, you know, Batman. My parents are dead. Yeah. And, you know, get
so all
the, angry.
So the, yeah, they killed the one person that Flit, the main character in the first arc, really liked. And then his whole mentality changes, where, like, I have to get revenge. I'm going to mass murder the entire population on Mars to get revenge. And he almost does at the end. He has this like huge nuke that he's ready to like destroy the entire planet. It got that pretty intense.
Okay.
But yeah, each of the characters has, at least the main characters have good development.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, I just have to say that it was a pain to watch at first, but then it really sort of grew on you. They played with it a lot. I mean, it was no masterpiece like 00 or other ones were, but the ending was kind of rushed too.
Okay, sounds cool. I should really pick that up, but I'm still calling it Gundam Underage.
Well, it also happened, it also aired during like when Gundam Unicorn was coming out, right? Like,
right. Yeah.
So most people were like, yeah, Gundam Unicorn, screw this Gundam Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, especially people hardcore fans of the
Everyone's just like Gundam Unicorn, yeah, you see, and then yeah, so basically nobody watched Gundam Age. No one of age watched Gundam Age.
yeah yeah, it's like Gundam Unicorn, you have no idea how many people that, you know, watch My Little Ponies and I troll them with that. But just for fun, not seriously trolling them, but just for fun. Yeah.
I remember the picture that says, I can't believe to live in a world where ponies are more manly than vampires.
Vampires.
Mm. Vampires aren't manly anymore.
Exactly. Ponies are more manly than vampires.
I think Twilight.
Yeah.
They ruined it.
Everything.
Alright, so any other summer animes you want to talk about before we wrap it up and move on to our next subject?
Summer animes.
Well, Mob Love Alternative actually was quite interesting. But nothing really to brag about, so.
I have an ad. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, Yashimon Returns was actually really interesting. So.
You have to get to that too.
Really? I have to?
I have a show to bring up. Okay. I don't know why none of you have mentioned this, but Rene No Lagrange is like the... Okay, maybe... I don't know. It takes a close second to AKB-0048, I guess. But Rene No Lagrange Season 1 and Season 2, like, so good. And nobody's brought it up.
I have to catch up. I've watched all of Season 1. I think I've watched two episodes of Season 2 so far.
It's like mecha, lots of mecha fighting, conspiracy, like galactic war, science fiction, and lots of Yuri.
Yep. Well,
and it's then like you get
overflowing
the pilot
with Yuri. Yes. And Yuri and lots of jerseys or sweatsuits. Yeah. So it is like the greatest show ever, and I don't know why nobody's brought it up. Is nobody watching this?
No. I have watched that, but I'm saving that because when I knew there was a season 2, I like to watch, you know, 2 seasons. Yeah. Because so I won't get depressed when I, finish like mid-season.
Yeah. And it has Noto Mamiko and Nakajima Megumi as part of the cast. So like, and the story is by Production IG. So like, why are you not already watching this?
Oh, I will get on that. Don't worry about it.
I had to focus on Yuri Yuri.
Yuri Yuri doesn't require focus.
There's only so much Yuri you can resist or endure. Depending.
Well, Rene No Lagrange. Everyone, watch that. You gotta talk about that.
Listen to that guy. Listen to his voice. Yeah? Yes. To all our listeners out there, look. You can technically feel the freaking flames of passion from this guy when it comes to that series. So it's like,
I am so passionate about my anime. Anime to me is either the best thing ever or the worst thing that ever happened.
You know, the next time I come onto this show and I know that you're on this show, I better go wear my pyro cosplay from Team Fortress 2 just to be safe. Just in case. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, shall we move on to what's upcoming?
Okay.
Or what has already started?
Okay.
Let's see. Fall anime.
Okay, yeah. Fall anime. The best show for fall is clearly...
Oh, here it comes.
It's clearly... Oh, shit, I forgot the name. It was really long.
Oni.
It was like, Oni-chan. Oni-chan. What? Oni-chan dakedo aisai areba kankei nai. That is like the best show of the next season.
And why?
Because I'm fansubbing it.
Really? What's your group?
Doki fansubs.
Oh yeah, Doki. All right. Okay.
Cool.
Your Doki.
I will be speed subbing that every Friday, and all of you better download it and watch it from Doki. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you give us the torrents before anyone else?
Probably not. But I actually don't know what it's about, but I did go to an advanced showing today in Akihabara for that, and it wasn't quite what I was expecting, but it's got Oni-chan and an Emoto in it, so it can't be bad.
I love your logic.
It feels like a second season of Kono Naka ni Emoto ga iru, but with a bit more stress on the Oni-chan instead of the Emoto.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's by the same author or editor or whatever they had. They're always linked together. So like, when you knew Nakajima was getting animated, you also knew this one was coming. So yeah.
Okay. So we had.
According to the site, it's also from Ore no Imoto.
What?
Oh, wow.
It has a bit of Ore no Imoto in it.
What do you mean?
I think that's just genre. I mean, for people that enjoy maybe.
It has the word Imoto in it.
Yeah.
Actually, it doesn't have. It has Oni Ai. So.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. It's an Imoto series, so.
Yes. It has Imotos in it. It is good.
Okay, so we have... Okay, from the characters that I see in this series, I see, like, oh, okay, super tall, cool-looking redhead with eye patch. Okay, I think I'll bite. How is that a sister?
She's probably not the younger sister. She's probably more like the older sister.
The one with the black hair, the long black hair, is the Imoto.
Yeah, she kind of reminds me of, what's her name? From, Modetsu Pirates, Modetsu Pirates Kuroneko.
The one with the glasses, right? The one that goes crazy. Okay. I was pretty much picturing, let's see. Damn. The mistress from, my favorite anime. I forgot. Mayo and Chicken. Mayo Chicken.
Mayo and Chicken.
Mayo Chicken.
Kanade.
Yeah, the mistress too. Yeah. But yeah, uh-huh. She looks like that character, but okay. Yeah. Because she looks
maybe it's a mix of Kanade and the... Well, that's the Pirates.
Can't find that anime on my list.
What? You can't? Wait,
I'll copy it down. Okay.
Okay. So as for, like, serious, probably good. Like, Oni-chan show is... I'm kidding when I say it's the best show. But, like, as for, like, an actual show that looks pretty good...
Hitabari Sketch Honeycomb.
No, Go Die in a Fire.
No. No, Hitabari Sketch is the best.
Probably, Robotics Notes, or I would give it to Kyu ni Byo demo Koi ga Shitai, because it's a KyoAni show, and people have been, like, it's been lighting up the Japanese blogosphere, people are saying, like, KyoAni invented a new genre.
Shaft.
KyoAni, okay, I gotta watch that then.
Shaft.
And, there's also, what's that show called? Jormungand 2 is also coming out.
Yeah. Medical Box gets a second season as well. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Apparently, they're also doing a link up with Black Ops 2 in Japan. I'm not sure.
There's a special campaign or something.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure what it's about. And also, Little Busters, but it's LOLJC staff, so it's probably going to have, like, a really good start and, like, a shit ending, as is typical of JC staff. They're going to be like, we don't know how to wrap this up. Let's just, like, pull out the Deus Ex Machina and, like... Yeah.
Has anybody actually played the game, though? Because I heard it was pretty good.
Yep. I haven't... I only played part of it, but... It is pretty good.
Well, it is a key game, so...
Yeah. But so, it's also very cyclical, because it's about them... It's kind of like... It's about them dying, isn't it? About them, like, dying over and over, and, like, you have to keep going back and fixing it, so, like, they don't all die in that bus crash, I think it was. In the beginning, I think
I don't know anything about it.
Me neither.
Yeah, but, you know, people have said it was really good, and people have told me to play the game, but I was just too lazy.
Yeah, but it is JC staff, so keep going your fingers crossed.
I'm hoping they do it like Steins Gate. Yeah.
And Robotics Notes is recommended because it's Nitro Plus, and it's also Noitmina, which is usually pretty good, but then they also did make that turd Guilty Crown. So,
oh, God.
But Noitamina is just a channel, right?
Noitamina is a time slot for serious anime that they think is pretty good. So, like, they came up with, like, stuff that was decent, like Ango and, like, Nodame Cantable and, like, stuff that was pretty good. But then occasionally they churn out, like, these turds, like Guilty Crown. Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't
hate on Guilty Crown.
I watch that right now.
And Guilty Crown was my favorite show until, like, episode 12, and then it was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
They apparently didn't even tell the anime, like, the people who are making the goods about what was going to happen, because they made all these goods, like, of all the girls, including the one that turns bad, thinking that she was a main heroine, but she turns that into the like up into the biggest bitch ever, and is like the worst villain in the show. But they had like all these figures and like plushies made of her because they thought she was a heroine. Like the people who stocked like items of this like turncoat must have been like, what the fuck? Like no one was buying it. Like they had UFO catchers with all her stuff, right? And like no one would touch it. It was just like stacked up, and then in the end I saw it in like in the bargain bin. It's like 100 yen for like two.
For two.
Oh, wow, man. That bad.
Yeah. That's so insane. Yeah, that was how much of a turd Guilty Crown was. It was like a turd for the viewers and a turd for the people making the goods.
Disappointing.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Alright, well my money is on Medical Box and Robotic Notes.
Okay.
Okay, so
I'll go with
what's another good anime for the fall season?
To Love Ru Darkness. To Love Ru Darkness.
Oh my.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, you're subbing that too, right?
No, I did the OVA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was also quite difficult. It was like subbing it and then halfway it was like, oh shit, boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs. Oh shit, I missed the line. Oh, boobs!
Boobs again.
Yes, it was quite difficult. That did end up taking me several hours.
Oh no, I typed out jiggle.
Yes.
Now we know what happens when, you know, the release gets, like, you know, delayed. It's all his fault. And boobs.
I don't expect there to be, like, crazy boobs, like, two level darkness level boobs in on each channel, but we will see. Mm. Also. Hayate no Gotoku, Ayake no Gotoku. This show is like around forever. This show has like gotten like what? At this point, it's like what, 78 episodes, and then another season of like 12 plus two movies or three, one movie or two movies.
Yep.
Like, yeah. So yeah. Series is like super popular.
I'm watching
this.
This
is an anime original, right?
Hayate no Gotoku.
Yeah.
Not sure.
No. The new upcoming one is a completely new one for just for the anime.
Oh, as long as it's got twin tails, I'm cool.
Oh, you.
I'm kind of curious about Girls und Panzer. Just because they use German.
That's because you're so German.
I'm not German.
That's so German.
That's so not German.
It's almost like Upote again.
Yeah, it's they say it steps in the footsteps of Strike Witches and Upote, so...
Mm.
Oh,
here it is.
I'm gonna check it out. Maybe it's one of those niche products again.
No, if it was like if it's even half as good as Upote was, it's probably pretty good.
I think it will be with less talking about the different panties the guns are holding, and hopefully with more logic than. Oh, thank God we are guns and our bullets can't kill you, teacher.
That's okay. It was funny. Actually, my friend really hated that show because my friend plays Battlefield 3, right? And his favorite gun in Battlefield 3 is the L85A2. And that basically, like, the second half of Upote was all about bullying the L85A1 about how useless she is. And he, needless to say, he didn't like the show very much.
Scott. Yeah. Let's see. In the fall anime, when it comes to sequels, I think I'm picking up, Jomon Grand, Hayate no Gotoku. Ooh, uh-huh. Let's see, what other sequels are there? Bakuman, I'm definitely picking that up.
Initial D, fifth stage. Hidamari
Sketch is a sequel.
Kulabu is also a sequel.
Shadokai no Ichizon. I think that's all the sequels. And then there's
Gintama. You missed Initial D!
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Initial D. Yeah,
fifth
Initial
stage D. Already.
Finally, fifth stage.
Suddenly, everyone like be crazy about stage. Racing again.
Oh, you know what looks really good? Magi. I've seen a lot of hype for it, and
there's like that really, really Risk poster of that pink-haired girl who's like almost wearing nothing.
I don't know if I've seen that.
What? It was at Kara Hobby. And, like, it's all over Akihabara.
Well, I haven't been to Karahavi, and I haven't been to Akihabara in a while.
Oh, right. I see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too dangerous for him. He'll spend more money.
the money I don't have.
Actually, I was, like, I was today and I almost spent no money. I only spent 200 yen on a game of Mai Mai, so.
No.
I saw the trailer for Psycho Pass.
Yep.
The new one. I don't remember what it was. I just remember it had a lot of action and gun shooting and Spike Production IG.
Yeah, the first trailer was pretty shit because all you saw was a gun. But the second trailer just came out, I think, yesterday. Well, you finally get to see something. And I don't know, I'm kind of motivated to actually see what, you know, they have to offer.
Oh, and the writer is Robot Jigen.
Yeah.
From the poster, it kind of feels like guns.
Mm-hmm.
But just from the poster, I don't know.
Tam Lizzle says his computer crashed.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's why you have Twitter, so you can, like, you know, get emergency messages like that.
Alright, so Psycho Pass is Production IG, and we're watching again, and the artist for Katekyo Hitman, and a lot of guns.
Yes. Okay, let's say.
So, what kind of twisted plot is it gonna have?
Yeah.
We'll have to find out.
Yep. Another anime that I'd like to bring up is, I don't know, most people say that this is Fujoshi bait, but it's K. It's called K.
Yep.
Just K. K.
It looks interesting. And
I see a pink hair girl.
Yeah, it's like, when you watch the first trailer, it's like, okay, all the pretty boys. But when I saw the second trailer, I was like, sweet Jesus, I was like, look at the goddamn fight scenes. I think that's overkill for Fujoshi anime, because the fight scenes were like, I don't know, skateboarding samurais and stuff. It's not just cheap, you know, fighting stuff. It's not just cheap fighting, where they just, you know, randomly, you know, swing the sword and has a lot of special effects like Bleach, but they really put some effort into the fighting in that anime, and yeah, I'm interested to see that because I like samurai kind of shows.
I'm gonna watch it just because it has an immense world reminiscence of da-da-da, and I like da-da-da a lot, so
yeah.
Like Fujoshi bait is like necessarily unwatchable. I mean, like, what, Tiger and Bunny? That was like, actually, I didn't even realize it was Fujoshi bait when I started watching it. Then I saw the doujinshi, and I was like, how did I not see this? But yeah. Tiger and Bunny was a legitimately good show, so K could possibly be good as well.
Yeah, because I like Tiger and Bunny as well. I collect the stuff.
Oh, I'm sure you collect the doujinshi too, don't you?
No, not the doujinshi. Doujinshi
is Tiger and Bunny.
Too high level movie.
There is the movie, yes.
There is the movie. Yeah.
And after seeing the doujinshi, I was like, how did I not see that between, like, Tiger and Bunny? I'm not sure.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't. I was
how
completely
the hell
blind.
Do you not see it? It's like, it's almost obvious in the anime itself.
The anime I watch is typically heterosexual. And, you know, like eroge-based anime and onichan, like, and emotos. Emotos are always female, so, you know.
I never go wrong.
That's good to know.
Didn't see the Tiger and Bunny homosexual pairing going on there. But,
well, there was some legit straight pairings too.
Yeah.
Yes, but
what's her name? The ice girl.
Who wrote?
Ice girl and yes, because the Pepsi Next girl was well, she was the one doing the Pepsi Next ads all the time. Pepsi Next girl was supposedly being paired with Tiger, right? So I was completely like oblivious to the Tiger and Bunny pairing. Did not even enter my mind. And then I went to Comic-Con and I was like, oh, I see.
Yeah, so now we know that, you know, fatherly figures, you know, that happens to be like May Hughes, you know, and happens to have a daughter can also be a victim of, you know, yaoi pairing.
So, yeah, I was really cautious at Comic-Con. Yeah. I'm like, oh god, Tiger and Bunny, let me quickly... Okay, this is safe.
Yeah.
This one, no, it's not safe.
Yeah. But have you guys actually seen the live, you know, the live performance of Tiger and Bunny?
No, I haven't.
No, it was actually pretty decent. It was like, holy crap.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. They put a lot of effort into it because they had like special effects and everything, like screens everywhere. So it's like, you know, they can have all special effects from the anime that will be displayed on screen, and there are like screens from the sides of the theaters and everything. It's just amazing. But I think I'll just have to buy the DVD to really see what's happening, because I only watched it as a live stream. Yeah.
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 Hey, let's talk about Chunibyo Demo Koi ga Shitai.
Okay.
The next KyoAni one.
Okay.
So did you guys see that little mini episode? Of this.
No, I downloaded it, but I never got around to watching it.
I saw it embedded on some dude's Google Plus. It was... All I can say is the guy character is Jun Fukuyama.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
That made me happy.
Yes.
but it was pretty, like... I don't know what to say. You guys know what Chunibyo is, right?
No.
Chunibyo is like Kobato.
Oh.
Like, you think you're in some special... You're special in the world. Like, oh, I have these magical powers, and I wear my eye seal because I'm hiding some special powers, and oh, don't take my bandages off because I'm hiding a seal underneath here, and I must protect everyone from the evil forces of the outer space and this and that. That's what you call Chunibyo.
Okay,
yes.
Middle school. All right.
It's basically like middle school disease. Yeah,
yes.
It's like Kobato from Haganai.
Right. Yep.
She's
particularly
afflicted with Chunibyo.
Okay.
So yeah, the main girl with the Gantai eye patch is Major Chunibyo, but it was pretty light-hearted for the video I saw, at least. It almost felt like K-On, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't as intense as I thought it might be. But then, you know, the cutscenes I've seen in other videos, it's going to be good. It's K-On.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I will check it out.
If it's not good, they can go burn in a fire.
Yeah. If it sucks, then...
They gave
us Hyoka, so.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like Hyoka, though. It's unfortunate.
No, it really depends. I mean, Hyoka is more like a detective kind of crime-solving anime. So for people that watch, I don't know, Detective Conan and all that, they would really dig Hyoka.
Yeah.
Because from where I come from,
they
originally,
have an
Malaysia,
where Chitanda and the Oreki are sitting in a room, and they listen to the announcement over the announcement, and they just sit in the room and
think about a conspiracy.
Think about what that announcement is about. The entire freaking show. They don't even leave the room.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
How much free time they had. Holy crap. That's putting a time to good use.
I was probably biased because, like, every time I watched the show, I was like, "Wait a second! I know where the library is. I work there."
Yes.
It's like, yeah. Like, I know where that road is. I just walked past on the way home. Yeah. It's like, unfortunately, I never found a girl that was as amazing as Chitanda Eru.
I don't think you want a girl like Chitanda.
Yes, I would. Kininarimasu. Like, I'd solve mysteries for her all day. Don't know what Oreki's up to, but he must be gay.
Well,
he must be gay.
Yeah.
He must be gay for Satoshi.
No. he loves her, but he can't admit it, so he's like a male tsundere.
Yeah.
So
he's just gay for Satoshi. We just didn't see it.
No, he isn't.
Don't make non-Fujoshi material for Fujoshi material. Stop it.
In the last episode of Hyoka, he actually kind of imagined proposing to Chitanda indirectly.
Yeah.
So, no, he's not gay. He's in love with Chitanda and he just can't admit it.
That's why he's gay for Satoshi.
No.
He's got to save up his energy.
Yes. He'd run out of energy and dry up and die because Chitanda's too energetic. Wink.
No, she's not... I don't think he thinks of her as too energetic, but...
Too sparkly.
Too sparkly.
She drains too much of his energy.
It was funny because, like, now that you mentioned sparkly, right? So in my town, because it's based on my town, so all of the people in the town are watching it, including like the old ladies and the old men and everything, right?
Yeah.
And like I was in the cafe where Chitana meets Oreki in episode 3, and like a couple of episodes later, like in that cafe.
Yep.
And then they were all talking. I was like, oh my god, the show is so amazing! Chitana's eyes are so sparkly. Like, apparently, yep. Sparkly eyes gets through no matter if you're 20 years old or if you're 70 years old. Boy, gets through no matter how old you are.
Yeah, actually came up with a joke. It's like, holy crap, this show is so awesome. Her eyes are so sparkly. You know, wearing shades wouldn't save you.
Yeah. We talked about that, Grim.
Yeah, yes. It was like, goddamn. Okay, I'll put on my glasses now.
Nothing can save you.
Nothing can save you from Chitana eyes.
Yes.
You know, just a small commercial for Jadis. They actually sell those sleeping masks with Chitana eyes on.
So if you're interested, go buy them at Jadis.
Or you could buy them straight from Cospa.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Jadis doesn't sponsor us, and so doesn't Pepsi.
Yep, nope.
Maybe one day.
One day, yeah.
Maybe.
Right, so we just hit an hour, so we have to cut it now.
Okay.
All right.
So, Pepsi, if you hear this podcast, sponsor us.
All right, so that was our wrap-up of the summer season and what we are anticipating for the autumn 2012 season. And yeah, thanks for everyone for joining episode 9 of Anime Shuffle.
Hey guys. We didn't even get to the OVAs.
OVAs. Well, there's always next time, yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or is there?
Oh. Yeah, there will be. Stop it.
Dun dun dun.
And to be continued. Alright, see you guys.
What the bye.
Later.
See ya.
Alright everybody, thank you very much for tuning in and listening to the Anime Shuffle Podcast Episode 9, the episode where we jump back into routine and talk about the fall 2012 anime season and also the wrapping up of the summer 2012 anime season. Thank you very much. Okay, and as usual, it's time for some information. You can find all the show notes and info at our Tumblr blog, animeshuffle.tumblr.com. You can send us a tweet on Twitter, follow us at Anime Shuffle. If you want to give us a longer message, send an email to us, send it to animeshuffle@live.com. Why don't you subscribe to us on iTunes? Look for Anime Shuffle Podcast in the iTunes store. Or follow us on YouTube. We have a new channel name. It's youtube.com/animeshufflepodcast. You can also follow us on Podomatic. The website is animeshuffle.podomatic.com. Or you can listen to the latest episode on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/animeshuffle. Okay, everybody, that is it for this episode. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to the end. This was the Anime Shuffle Podcast, Episode 9. Once again, my name is Alex K, and looks like we're on schedule to record Episode 10. So I'll see you guys all in the next episode. Thanks for listening. See you guys later.
What if we were entering into a new time? Time when the very systems of control and commerce that we had believed to be the status quo were somehow no longer relevant. What if we were faced with a new medium,